Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Vashness Q1 2013 IFRS Financial Results Conference Call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. There'll be a presentation followed by a question and answer session, at which time, if you wish to ask a question, you will need to press star one on your telephone. I would now like to hand the conference over to your speaker today, Maria Redina. Please go ahead, madam.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It is a great pleasure for Morgan Stanley and myself, Pavel Sorokin, to host today's Vashness first quarter 2013 IFRS financial results call. I now hand over the word to Maria Radina.
Good morning and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, wherever you are. Welcome to our results conference call. Today with us we have our CEO, Alexander Korsik, our CFO, Denis Tankevich, and Igor Marchenko, Vice President for Strategy and Development. Now I will read a short disclaimer. Certain statements in this presentation may contain the assumptions or forecasts with respect to forthcoming events within Vashness Group. The words expect, estimate, intend, will, could, and similar expressions identify forward-looking statements. We wish to caution you that these statements are only predictions and that the actual events or results may differ materially. We do not intend to update these statements to reflect events and or circumstances occurring after the above-mentioned day or to reflect the occurrence of anticipated events. Many factors could cause the actual results of Vashness Group to differ materially from those contained in our projections or forward-looking statements, including, among others, the deteriorating economic and credit conditions, our competitive environment, risk associated with operating in Russia, rapid technological and market changes in our industry, as well as many other risks especially. Now I would like to hand over to our CEO, Alexander Korsik, who will update you on our first quarter results.
Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. It's a great pleasure to talk to you again. Before I start discussing our results of the first quarter, I would like to address another issue. It's an issue of not as big attendance as it used to be before. Probably it's a compliment to our IR department, which fully answered all the questions, except probably for one. It's an issue which caused several phone calls to our IR department for clarification. It's an issue of the loan from Vashness to Sistema Invest. I can tell you it was due to misunderstanding. It's not a new loan. It's just a new form of an old loan. No cash has changed hands, so nothing to be worried about. Nothing has changed. It continues as it was before. I would like to add just that all the issues related to Sistema Invest will be resolved within the restructuring process of Sistema Invest, a plan for which is being prepared right now. Now about the results. They are more or less in line with our expectations. I'll start with refining. We continue to refine approximately the same amount of crude oil as before. Every month we change our plans depending on market conditions and looking for the best margin through optimization of refining capacity and the basket of the products. Marketing. Marketing is much more difficult. This quarter the market was quite tough. It was tough for everybody, but it's life, and somehow we'll be able to maintain the same level of profitability as we were showing before. We have seasonal increase of stocks, as any other Russian oil company producing significant quantities of gasoline. But I stress it's seasonal, and during the summertime, our stocks will go down. Modernization of refineries. We put into production alkylation unit in an oil refinery, which is, well, probably it's not too modest, but it's state-of-the-art unit, which was opened, by the way, formally opened in the end of May by a delegation headed by Mr. Varkovich, with participation of President of Bashkortostan, Mr. Hamitov, with participation of Chairman of Sistema, Mr. Yestushenkov, and Chairman of Vashneft, again, Mr. Yestushenkov. By the end of this year, or in the beginning of 2014, we're planning to put into action hydro treatment unit of hydro treatment of gasoline of catalytic cracker. Very complicated name, but we'll be ready with this project. And another major project, which is not at the final stage yet, but at a very active stage, is a hydrogen unit, which would allow us to move fully to production of Euro 5 gasoline and diesel fuel. Though even now we're producing, if I'm not mistaken, about 94% of gasoline Euro 5 in comparison to 24-something last year. Upstream. Our average daily production reached a peak, a maximum of 17 years. Daily production in the first quarter in comparison to fourth quarter of last year increased by 0.5%, and in comparison to the first quarter of last year by 1.2%. If we take the results of 5 months, 5 months this year, we are producing daily more crude by 1.8%, so you can see the dynamics. I would like to stress that the dynamics is as it was promised. We promised that we'll maintain production at least at 15 million tons per year. We're doing that, and we're doing slightly more than we were expecting ourselves, so I believe the results are really good in upstream. Treps and Titov. The project is within the schedule. Five development wells are being drilled already, not to mention exploration wells. Infrastructure is in place and needs only fine-tuning before we start using this infrastructure. And we are planning, as it was promised, to start production in the second half of this year. You've heard about the decision of Rosneder about 2D versus 3D seismic. We have to make, in accordance with this decision, 2D seismic within 1 year. It's not a problem for us, not a problem at all. We have done 3D seismic instead of 2D seismic, because we believe that it gives at least 10 times more information than 2D seismic, and the data of 2D seismic can be easily extracted from 3D seismic. So it was a formal decision, and we'll fulfill no doubts about that. It's all about upstream financing. We opened the line of $600 million for 3 years of pre-export financing. We had a process of credit rating upgrade. Fitch has given us a positive forecast. Probably those are all major financial issues. About our non-core assets, petrochemical assets and services. United Petrochemical Company, as you remember, was fully acquired by Bashneft some time ago. It's 100% daughter company of Bashneft, and now it's in a different shape because assets were sold to this company, so it's fully capable of functioning on its own. The decision to separate businesses, I think, was absolutely right. We don't want any cross subsidies. We don't want any links with the business which are not fully transparent and clear. And we are trying to build a kind of Chinese wall between these two businesses, so we'll see a clear picture of what our refining is and what our petrochemical assets are. About oil services, as you know, they were structured as a separate company. It's the process has been finalized right now. It's again functioning as fully separate company, and the relations between Bashneft and this company are at arm's length basis. Ultimately, the company is for sale. Ultimately, I don't want to give you any time frame, but we're thinking seriously about doing that. Basically, those are the highlights of our first quarter, our major events, our major results. I think you've got a lot of data from our report before this meeting, but if you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer them, and my colleagues will help me whenever it's necessary. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for the presentation. I've got two short questions. The first question regards the dividend policy. I mean, recently there has been a recommendation with a significant cut in dividends, despite the company seemingly having a lot of room to pay dividends. Would it be possible to comment on the reasoning behind such a decision and what we can expect in the future, how this will develop? And the second question regards sales or downstream sales in the first quarter and the significant inventories you've built up. So the question is, what are you seeing, how you see progress in the second quarter and whether sales are up and inventories? Thank you very much.
About dividends. The decision, as everybody knows, is made by shareholders, not by the management of the company. Nevertheless, I would like to draw attention to the comment made by the chairman of the board of Bashneft, Mr. Felix Yevtushenkov, when he said that the company is planning to have another board of directors on dividends, on intermediate dividends during this autumn. What I would like to stress that the company's strategy related to dividends hasn't changed. And all the decisions which were made seem to me to be quite reasonable. So the policy of the company is as it was before. The company wants to give away to shareholders all the money which is left after OPEX, CAPEX, and without significant increase in credits. We are still looking at and we'll always be looking at debt to EBITDA rate, which should be reasonable. For the time being, it's reasonable. Again, let's wait until autumn, and after that, everything will be clear, absolutely clear. About inventories. Inventories were increased during the first quarter, but it happens every first quarter of every year, and usually it happens for every company. We believe that we'll be able to reduce this inventory significantly during the second quarter, and that's happening even now. We see the results on a day-to-day basis, the inventories are going down. So I do not see any major problems or any major challenges in this direction. Thank you.
The operator, please, let's start the Q&A session.
Thank you. If you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel that request, please press the hash key. As a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to ask a question from the telephones, please press star 1. To cancel that request, please press the hash key. Your first question comes from the line of Ivan Krumishin of Gersten Bank. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello, good evening. Thank you for presentations. Presentation. I have two questions. The first is, could you provide any update of negotiation regarding Rusneft, if there is any update? So do you see any prospects for further collaboration, or maybe creation of some JVs or a broader alliance with this company? And the second is on the strategy in Timan Pechora. Except for Trepsa Titov, could you provide main highlights and maybe main parameters, as well as update on whether you see an opportunity for Trepsa and Titov to get export duty tax exemption? Thank you. Hello?
Ivan, about Rusneft, negotiations are still continuing. It's not an easy... Sorry?
What I heard quite well. So could you address my questions? So it's Rusneft and strategy in Timan Pechora and outlook for export duty exemption for Trepsa Titov.
Okay. First of all, about Rusneft. Negotiations are still continuing. As you know, there are four major stakeholders in Rusneft. It's Sistema, Mr. Gusariev, Glencore and Sberbank. And it's very difficult to find a solution acceptable to everybody. But the negotiations are continuing, they are quite active. It's too early to predict what kind of solution it will be with regard to Rusnia. As long as we make a decision of this all the time, we will definitely inform the market. About Timan Pechora, except for Transnitov, as you know, we acquired 5 exploration licenses in this area, and we are actively working in these areas. We've done a significant amount of 3D seismic in these areas, which is now being interpreted. As to tax exemption for Transnitov, in accordance with what we know, as of today, we can be qualified for this tax exemption, but again, there are not too clear rules established by the government which would allow us to make a different answer. Definitely, we are looking at this issue, and hopefully we'll be able to get some tax exemption. But again, it depends on many factors. First of all, very clear rules which are still to be established. I think I've answered your questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Your next question comes from the line of Anton Fedotov of Bank of America. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. This is Anton Fedotov from Bank of America Merrill Lynch. Thank you very much for your presentation. I have a question on the brownfield in Bashkortostan region. Do you believe that there is still some potential for the upgrade to the current reserve base in Bashkortostan? Thank you.
We believe that there is still a significant potential for upstream in Bashkortostan. We are already utilizing some of this potential. Task number one is to maintain at least the same level of production which we have reached, let's say, last year. Our results, which are happening on a day-to-day basis, are showing that this potential can be greater than expected. For example, our new wells, which have been drilled this year, have an average flow of 60 tons per day in comparison of, I don't remember, 40 tons per day or 24 tons per day during previous years. 1 year ago, we drilled famous well in Ilyushevskaya field, which started production at the level of 590 tons, if I'm not mistaken. Is still producing the same amount of crude, and what is a surprise even for our geologists, the water cut is not increasing. So proper 3D seismic, proper geological and hydrodynamic modeling are bringing results, and I'm quite enthusiastic about what we can do in Bashkiri. Again, if we talk about definite numbers, we keep to our promise, 15 million tons plus, and look at our results by the end of the year, probably you have your own idea of what it is going to be. By the way, 2 weeks ago, we have opened unofficially yet the center of remote drilling, which allows us from Ufa to monitor the drilling of 12 horizontal wells simultaneously, both in Bashkiria and in Timan Pechora. And this center is already bringing the results. It allows us to correct the mistakes of drilling units in real time. From these small things constitute a basis for our results, and hopefully the results will be better than we expect them to be. So it's a brief answer to a question. Let's talk again at the end of the year, and we'll see the results for 2014, and probably we'll make some forecasts for 14 and 15. Thank you.
Thank you.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel that request, please press the hash key. Your next question comes from the line of Andriy Gromadin of JP Morgan. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. I have just one question on Trepsenditov. We know pretty much guidance on production in the second half this year and CAPEX. In presentation, you mentioned that peak production is now expected in 2018. I assume it's 4.8 million tons mentioned during previous presentations, and I was a part of previous guidance. Could you probably provide your estimates on production and capex for, by years, for 2014, 15, 16, and 17? Thank you.
Andrei, I'm sorry, but I don't want to give you any numbers. Of course, we have our ideas. We have our models of what it is going to be, but it's too early to say right now. Before we start the production this year, before we finish drilling of the five wells we have started, it will be too early. It can change. It can change. So we don't want to make any false promises. We're quite careful about what we're doing, taking into account the experience of other companies working in this region. What we put into presentation is a very reasonable, at the same time, quite conservative number based on our current knowledge, and hopefully our knowledge would allow us to achieve better results. But we'll talk about that when we have much more information than we have today. Thank you.
Just a follow-up. Does it mean that the project is basically in exploration stage until 2015, and you're still waiting for some clarity on tax breaks, extra tax breaks, which could be approved for the project, basically export duties maybe?
The project in its current shape has nothing to do with whether we have additional tax breaks or do not have tax breaks. It's based exclusively on current economic model and current hydrodynamic model of the fields. It's not at exploration stage because we have all infrastructure in place. We started five development wells. Our plan is during the first stage of development to drill 14 or 17 wells, I don't remember exactly right now, and on the basis of the results of these wells, we'll adjust our hydrodynamic model, and it will lead to the adjustment of our field development plan.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. There are no further questions at this time. Please continue.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at the computer in front of me, and I do not see any more questions. Again, I take it as a compliment to our IR department, which has done a good job in preparing this telephone conversation. Again, it was a great pleasure to talk to you. Hopefully we'll be able to bring good results after second quarter, after the year, and we'll continue to lead the company in the right direction to the satisfaction of all stakeholders of the company. Thank you very much, and talk to you soon. Thank you. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that does conclude our conference for the day. Thank you for participating. You may all disconnect.